Welcome to the Nightly Five podcast with Ben O'Shea.
Mr. Lerman raped Miss Higgins.
It took 2.5 hours for Justice Michael Lee to read out his judgment in the defamation case Bruce Lerman launched against Network 10 and Lisa Wilkinson. 2.5 hours that will forever label Bruce Lerman a rapist.
Mr. Lerman, what's your response to being a rapist?
That was the huge media throng faced by Lerman as he left the court today. He kept his head down and refused to answer any questions. Justice Lee found that on the balance of probabilities, Lerman raped Higgins on a couch in the office of then-Minister Linda Reynolds in Parliament in 2019. Covering the trial today is Chief Reporter at The Nightly, Sarah Blake. Sarah, what were Justice Lee's findings in terms of the defamation case?
Well, what Justice Lee found is that Bruce Lerman was not a man to be believed. So he took this action because he wanted to restore his reputation after he said that Channel 10 and Lisa Wilkinson had defamed him by describing him as a rapist. And the most extraordinary thing, of course, is that Lerman was free from all of this. He had literally escaped from jail on rape charges when that earlier trial over the 2019 rape of Brittany Higgins was abandoned because of jury misconduct. And he went back to seek money, it would appear, and it was really one of the most spectacular own goals in recent legal history in Australia.
Yeah, and Justice Lee looked like he took some enjoyment in pointing that out to Bruce Lerman today. How did he come to the conclusion that a rape had occurred?
He found that the rape had occurred because Brittany had consumed so much alcohol, a lot of it at the urging of Bruce Lerman, that she wasn't in a position to give consent.
Mm. Yeah, he made it pretty clear that that was the conclusion that he came to based on the probabilities. The words more likely than not were used quite a lot by Justice Lee. And he also spoke about the difference between a criminal case and a civil case in terms of evidence. So how is this decision different to, say, a finding in a criminal case that Lerman had raped Brittany Higgins?
Yes, he had to find that on the balance and probabilities that the rape had occurred. So he didn't have to find it was beyond a reasonable doubt. I think one of the other really interesting things that he spoke about was that Brittany had, you know, I mentioned before that Brittany had, there'd been some inconsistencies in her story. And what he spoke about was the fact that a lot of this was related to the trauma that she'd experienced. And he was at pains to make that point that there isn't a specific way that someone who was a victim of rape should respond, because that had been a big part of Lerman's legal team. They had really pushed that point that her behaviour was at odds with someone who had been raped. So that was another interesting part of the judgment today.
Mm. And so technically it's a win for Network 10 and Lisa Wilkinson. They off the hook for defamation, although Justice Lee did have some criticism for them in how they behaved in this case and the influence they may have had on the mistrial of the criminal case against Bruce Lerman. So what happens now? Because obviously there'll be costs to pay. This is undoubtedly an expensive trial.
Yeah, that's right. So Bruce Lerman is on the nut for a lot of money. I was speaking to one of the lawyers for Channel 10 after court today, and he said it wasn't, you know, definite that Channel 10 would be pursuing Lerman to the point of bankruptcy. But, you know, the some of these silks who these legal these parties have engaged charge, you know, $10,000, $15,000 a day. So we're talking multi-million dollar legal fees to cover this. So both 10 and Lisa Wilkinson will now submit their costs arguments in April, and from then there'll be a ruling about how they'll be covered.
Mm. And there was a fine way to end this outside the courtroom today in Sydney. Justin Quill, one of 10 solicitors, was asked if he had any advice for Bruce Lerman, who's studying law at university. Justin Quill, the lawyer for Network 10, said Lerman should take up another course at university. Pretty good advice indeed, because his legal advice in this case did not go too well at all. Chief Reporter at The Nightly, Sarah Blake, thanks for giving us this update.
Thanks.